The Research Institute of Fish Culture and Hydrobiology in Vodňany, South Bohemia, a center with a long and respected history and part of the University of South Bohemia's Faculty of Fisheries and Protection of Waters, will soon get a major makeover to the tune of 370 million crowns. Roughly two-thirds, allowing the center to renovate two buildings and a complete new one, will come from European funds. Once reconstruction is completed, the institute will be able to focus vigorously on a series of important new research projects, including rearing of the rare Sterlet sturgeon. Valued highly for its legendary golden caviar, the breed is virtually extinct in the wild due to overfishing and illegal trade, and the institute wants to make a difference. More on that in a moment, but first, details on the renovation, which begins in a few days' time. I spoke to Petra Plachtová, the project manager.
Výzkumný ústav rybářský a hydrobiologický, jak jste říkal, má ten 90 let už tradici.
The institute has an almost 90-year history, and the renovations, which are due to begin in just a few days, are understandably very important for us. Last September, we came under the Faculty of Fisheries and Protection of Waters, so it is a great opportunity for us to take part even more in international research projects. Our position will be helped through the renovation of the main building, which dates back to 1952 and is in really poor shape, as well as other sites used for research. It will help with international conferences and so on. The project will be a huge milestone for us, but also for the town of Vodňany itself.
Funding provided will also be used to acquire new machines and technology. During this period, the Research Institute of Fish Culture and Hydrobiology will also focus on six major projects run in temporary stations as renovation continues, but then transferred to the new and revamped site. The projects include researching new methods for monitoring water purity, monitoring the quality of fish for consumption, and, as mentioned a few moments ago, helping the Sterlet sturgeon, or the Malý jeseter as it is known in Czech. Petra Plachtová once again.
Zabýváme jeseterama už dlouhou dobu. Pomáháme dokonce i se záchranou jesetera.
We've been focusing on sturgeon for a long time. We're even helping to try and save them in China. We have concentrated on this fish because its numbers have been so drastically hit by overfishing and poaching and illegal trade. Sturgeon are caught for their meat, but especially for their caviar, a luxury item which sells worldwide.
Inexhaustible demand for the world's best caviar, beluga, sterlet, etc., and others only increased in the areas of the former Soviet Union after the Soviet Empire collapsed. Former Guardian and BBC correspondent Misha Glennie, in McMafia, a 2009 bestseller on international crime, reported that sturgeon populations into the new millennium were so decimated that in 2004 only 760 tons of sturgeon were caught by the Caspian Sea nations. Compare that to 26,000 tons in 1985. Not surprising, he suggests, given caviar can fetch between $6,000 and $7,000 per kilo in the West. In 2005, the situation had become so grave, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service banned the importing of beluga caviar as part of an effort to protect the endangered fish. Even so, authors like Glennie have suggested the five main sturgeon types in the former Soviet Union will be close to extinction in 2010. And given the gravity of the situation, the Sterlet sturgeon could be especially important for breeding purposes. Petra Plachtová of the Research Institute of Fish Culture and Hydrobiology again.
Cílem tohoto výzkumného záměru je vlastně zavedení inovace té technologie výroby kaviáru.
The aim is to increase reproduction of the sterlet through a regulated population kept in ponds and tanks. The cornerstone of the project will be developing a genetic technique to determine the sex of the sturgeon long in advance. Now you can only tell after 7 years or so when females mature and reproduce for the first time. The project will be important for us in keeping female populations to be able to help harvest eggs and boost sturgeon numbers. The results, we already now know, would also see commercial development, licensed to fish farms, with the profits helping fund our continuing work.
Genetically determining the sex of the sturgeon within a few months, for example, instead of years, would save fish farms millions in rearing costs, raising mostly female samples. Commercially, meanwhile, other techniques have already been adapted which could further help the survival chances of the fish. Some firms specializing in caviar have taken an ethical stand and opted for methods of roe removal that don't kill the fish, either using a cesarean section or preferably a far less intrusive micro-incision at the urinogenital opening, combined with an applied massage that allows workers to draw the eggs out. Not easy, perhaps, but as Gourmet.com writer Barry Estabrook has noted, far better than extinction. And he calls it aquaculture's equivalent to having your cake and eating it too. Certainly, specialists at Voyanis Research Institute of Fish Culture and Hydrobiology will also be hoping to contribute practical solutions. Project manager Petra Plachtová again.
To znamená, že my už máme dojednaný nějaký smlouvy nebo předběžný poptávkový dopisy.
We already have some contracts lined up or letters expressing an interest in our research. We want the results to be fully applicable and offer firms the chance to use the methods we develop, allowing them to boost their productivity and results.
Když nějaká je a více se zaměřit právě na ten výzkum pro ně.
Now, as mentioned, trying to help save the sturgeon is only one of a number of ongoing projects at the center in Vodňany. Another is to use certain fish and crayfish to develop an ongoing monitoring system for water purity.
V podstatě by byl vymyšlený systém takových vysílaček, který...
We plan to use sensors on certain fish and crayfish sensitive to impurities or pollution. We will be able to continually monitor patterns of behavior and will be able to detect when something is amiss. The aim is to monitor water reserves to check against pollution or the presence of dangerous substances. Another project, which we will also conduct, will be research into the detection of microparticles from pollutants like soaps and shampoos to oral contraceptives released in urine into the water, which we know have a detrimental effect on fish populations or water purity, but which normally are too small to register. We would then cooperate with purification facilities to filter such particles out.
As it stands, the revamped institute will officially be completed by 2013, a deadline which members of the institute will most certainly be looking forward to and which they say should not be hard to meet.